This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are talking again. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden's been on the phone with Israel's leader amid a growing divide between the allies over the Gaza war. It was their first interaction in more than a month and comes days after top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer blistered Benjamin Netanyahu over the war, calling for new elections in Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
On Fox and Friends,
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate.
But the president backed his fellow Democrat.
You made a good speech.
The call comes with the U.S. insisting Israel do more to protect civilians in Gaza and allow more aid to flow in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.N. agency says famine is imminent in northern Gaza, which Israel has largely isolated for months.
If displacements continue, if we are not able to bring enough food and access people, the report says that there is a famine which could even happen in the rest of the country by July 24.
Art Hussein, chief economist for the World Food Program. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday charged that Jews who vote for Democrats hate Israel and hate their religion, igniting a firestorm of criticism from the White House and Jewish leaders. Trump, in an interview, had been asked about Democrats' growing criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his handling of the war in Gaza as the civilian death toll continues to mount. He responded, "I actually think they hate Israel." He went on to say any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel would be destroyed.